The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At last, the Classic TV Collection is now available on a 500 gigabyte external hard drive. Over 5,000 shows from the 1940s through the 1960s. Over 3,000 hours of classic TV entertainment. This collection contains all the standard classics like Ozzie and Harriet, Burns and Allen, Jack Benny, Superman and the Lone Ranger, and so much more. Plus, a bonus of 68 movie serials will be included. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com to order. Go ahead and go on the internet. Do the pricing and see the variety of the shows. No one can beat this deal. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com today and order your collection of America's best entertainment deal on the internet. Only at oldtimeradiodvd.com.
It's 6:45 in the morning. About 15 minutes after the close of our last episode, as Terry and Della enter a small restaurant just across from the city women's prison. Get yourself a cup of coffee or something while I use the telephone, Della.
Okay, Chief. I'm going to look through this early morning edition, too.
There won't be anything in it.
If there is?
If there is, we'll shoot out to Bill Grant's fast without seeing me. However, I don't believe App would release that news. Whatever else Frederick Apt may be, I'm sure he demands his word.
Well, do you mind if I check this newspaper while you telephone, Counselor?
Oh, not a bit. I want you to.
Thanks. You want me to get a cup of coffee for you two, Terry?
No, thank you.
Sure.
Hello, Paul. Can I wake you? Fine. I'm glad to learn you're so alert. You're so wide awake, we can get right down to business. I'm across from the women's prison. That's right. I'm going in to see May Grant. I've just come from the district attorney's home. Met the assistant who's going to be in charge. Frederick Apt. Yes, you can whistle that again. He's going to charge May with first-degree murder. He's going to release all the news, including the fact that May is not Dory's real mother. Yes, I know, but he's that kind of a guy. Barry is with Bill. Fast asleep, I hope. No, I haven't told Bill she isn't his yet. I need to see May first. Well, the DA personally gave his word there would be no leak. Why should they want to annihilate Bill Grant? Now, I'll get out to Bill as fast as I can. Meanwhile, I have some work for you. Put a 24-hour watch on Kitty DiCarlo. Well, here's why I'm talking like this. Frederick Apt may be an opinionated fanatic. But he's nobody's fool. He wouldn't rush in before the grand jury unless he was pretty sure. Okay, Paul, get on it. Right, I'll get in touch with you after I've seen May and told Bill the truth about Dory. And some moments later, in a conference room of the women's city prison...
Bill.
Oh, May.
It's all right, May. Oh, but... My daughter printed me. It's all right, dear. Oh, sorry. Just fine.
And Bill?
Fine.
Bill. So wonderful. Mr. Bill Grant, I told him Dory isn't his daughter, Mr. Mason.
Well, I haven't had a chance yet, May.
Just
and he's waiting for us now. We're going out to tell him as soon as we leave here.
I know, but...
We didn't have any choice, May. We took Dory home and then we went straight to the district attorney's house.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, so are we.
I wanted you to tell Dory she isn't his.
I'm going to.
I didn't want anyone else.
No one else will, May.
I should have told him a long time ago. I would right now if I could, but he was here.
And don't you worry about Bill. The first time he hears that Dory is not his daughter, he'll hear it from us.
And we're not going to hide anything from him, May. In fact, we're not going to hide anything again.
I certainly wouldn't. Wouldn't be here. Wouldn't have been fingerprinted. It would have been murder if I hadn't written.
Now that's water under the bridge.
This is so terrible, pretending Dolly was mine when she wasn't. I hadn't taken that baby. What do you think would have happened to her? Do you think Kitty DiCarlo would have mothered her? I'll answer that. Dolly'd be dead of neglect by now. Kitty DiCarlo hates children. The only reason she wants Dolly is because...
That's Dolly's inheritance. We know, Mary, we know.
Yes, of course you do.
So let's not rehash all that's happened.
We didn't expect to stay this long, May. We only came by on our way to see Burr.
Yes.
May, you could have some information that could help us.
Oh?
I think there's someone behind Kitty DiCarlo.
I don't understand.
You're pulling the strings, telling her what to do.
Oh.
Kitty was very certain of her actions all of a sudden, as if she'd been rehearsed.
Yes.
Now, such a person, I mean, whoever is behind Kitty, would need to be a powerful personality. One whom Kitty knows and either respects or fears. And somebody Kitty has known over a period of time.
I haven't known Kitty.
But what I'm getting at is this. This someone may reach all the way back in time to the period when you brought Doris.
Oh.
I didn't expect you to remember offhand, but rack your brain, will you, May?
I will.
Unless I misjudge Frederick Apt, which I don't think I do. We'll need everything we can get.
I'll do my best to remember, Mr. Benson. You'll give my love to Bill.
Yes.
And kiss Doris.
Yes.
And tell him. Tell him I love him. And that I wanted to tell him about Doris.
I will.
Ask him if he can find it in his heart to support a couple of things. I love him very much, Mr. Mason.
Of course you do, May. And don't worry, darling. We'll make Bill understand. Not that I think that'll be so hard. You should have seen his face when Dolly ran up to him.
I wish I had.
He loves her with all his heart, May, just as you do. Of course, it's going to be a shock knowing that she isn't his, but... May, Bill loves her enough to get over that kind of shock.
I hope so.
I tell you, if he doesn't understand...
Now, no thoughts of that kind, May.
I mean it.
We'll make... everything come out all right. You better ring for the matron, Della.
Okay, Chief.
I think we'll go now, May. We'll try to remember. Hmm?
I will. Give my love to those two. Tell them to my whole heart.
It's 15 minutes later now. And Perry and Della are out of the women's prison and in their car and on their way to Bill Grant's. Meanwhile, on the sun porch of the Grant home...
11, 12, 14...
Hey, how about 13,
Dorothy? Come on,
Nick. I got the ball for you. You know, 13 comes before 14.
Does it? You know an awful lot, don't you, Daddy?
Well, I know I love you. And I know that you should have stayed in bed and slept.
But I want to be with you. Mommy said for me to be with you.
All right, then, darling, you shall be with me. Hey, do you want me to count while you bounce your ball?
Have you time before breakfast?
Oh, sure, of course. You start bouncing. Oh, now, who's that? Be right back, Dolly.
All right.
Yes?
Mr. Grant? Mr. William Grant?
Yes?
I'm a reporter, Mr. Grant, a representative of the press.
Yes, I know what a reporter is, and I'm not giving out interviews.
Oh, but this is such a marvelous human interest story. I can do your side so much good if you cooperate.
My side?
Well, your wife's side. You love your wife, I assume, and the little girl?
Of course I love my wife and my little girl, but...
Your little girl? Oh, you mean there are two children?
Well, of course not. Dory's our only...
Oh, Dory? Oh, you mean no one has told you about Dory?
What?
You mean your wife hasn't told you about the child you call yours?
Now, look here, if you...
Now, it'll be in all the newspapers this afternoon, Mr. Grant. The district attorney is going to release the story this morning.
Look, if you're trying to tell me that my...
Now, Mrs. Grant isn't Dory's parent either.
What?
Well, Mrs. Grant says she got Dory when she was an itsy bitsy. Bitsy baby.
Huh. Oh, you're mad.
Well, that's what Mrs. Grant says. A woman named Kitty DiCarlo says Dari's hers and that your wife stole her. From a nursing home in Minnesota. But just think, for all these years you haven't known, for all these years you thought Dari was yours, flesh of your flesh. And now, like a bolt from the blue, you learn she's not. Oh, what a story. Mr. Grant, would you mind giving me your first reaction? Would you mind telling me how you feel, Mr. Grant?
Of course, Perry Mason had no way of knowing that Anna B. Hurley would pose as a reporter. And Perry has no way of knowing that Anna B. Hurley has already broken the news to Bill. But as Perry will find out, Anna's malicious maneuvering will have a profound effect on his plans. But more of that tomorrow.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.